Good morning.
Good morning.
Again. Still a good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as I mentioned in the greeting this morning, this is the season of Epiphany. We have about, 7, 8 weeks in the season of Epiphany. And it began last week on January the 8th. It actually began on January 6th. We celebrated the baptism of Jesus. And we heard that account again this morning in John's Gospel. And it was just a little bit different in that it was more of a summary of what John had witnessed. And it is the time in which this season we come to know who God is. We come to discover again, fresh and new. This is the time in which God is made manifest in Jesus Christ. And it's all about being known. And I'm going to say it's about us becoming known and who we are in Christ. So the gospel starts out with John the Baptist pointing to Jesus, right? Says, there is the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb. And actually, in your bulletin today, please make sure you take one because it talks about the significance of what that meant to a Jewish person living in the first century, what the Passover Lamb signifies for them. Two of John the Baptist's disciples see John pointing, and they decide that, okay, John has taken us so far. I'm being called over to go and be with Jesus. Now, there's two things that we need to pay attention here. First is, this is the very first time Jesus speaks in the Gospel of John. The very first thing that he says. And what does Jesus do? Does he say something? He asks a question. He asks a question. Do you remember what that question was? What are you looking for? Yeah, I used the Message version this time because it says, you know, who are you seeking? What are you after? What are you looking for? And it's an interesting question. It's not often one that we are really asked, unless we look like we're looking for something. And how do you know if someone looks like they're looking for something? Well, they start searching. Their heads are usually down, or they're looking up. They're moving things around, right? They're pacing back and forth. They got that frantic look on their face. You can really tell when someone is looking for something. Or how about this? A contact falls out of your eye, and what does somebody say? Stop! Don't anybody move. And everybody's down on the ground because they're really hard to see. So you're feeling for something. Carl and I, it was well over 5 years ago. We were walking out of Publix on the other side of Florida. And I was just looking down and I saw a $20 bill outside. And I picked it up and I looked around and literally there was nobody. And that's usually unusual. I mean, it's unusual that there's nobody around there, but there was nobody there. And I felt guilty. I felt guilty. He's like, well, put it in church offering. I'm like, yeah, but this belongs to somebody. So we hung out there for a little bit, kind of hoping, well, maybe somebody will show up. Nobody showed up. So, okay, I took the $20 bill. As we're walking towards the car, I keep looking back. Has anybody ever done this when you find something that's clearly not yours and you feel like, I feel really guilty taking this? So I said to Carl, do me a favor, just kind of drive slowly up and around, you know. And as he's driving slowly up and around, I see a person who's like looking like this. Looking, and I'm walking around like this. And so I rolled down the window and I said, are you okay? I don't know why. I didn't want to say, are you looking for something? Because clearly this woman was looking for something. And she said, I'm not. I lost something and I need to find it. And I said, can you tell me what you lost? And she said, I lost a $20 bill and I really need it. And I said, I found it. And I gave it to her. And she was so thrilled, as was I, that I was able to return that. That's the type of easy, are you looking for something? We can tell when somebody's frantic. But sometimes sometimes we don't know when people are looking for something or searching for something. Sometimes, though, people will tell us, I'm looking for a husband. Right? There's lots of dating sites. I'm looking for a mate. I'm looking for a spouse. I'm looking for an immediate family. I'm looking for fame. I'm looking for fortune. I'm looking for career advancement. How many times when you go in, right, and someone will say, well, what are your hopes in this company? I'm looking for career advancement. I'm looking for, perhaps, when you were a kid or maybe even now, an A on my test. I'm looking for a new car. I'm looking for a new home. But sometimes we don't know what people are looking for. Because you know something? Sometimes people themselves don't know what they're looking for. And they're looking for something that's so much deeper than a car, a home, fame, a family, a spouse. There is a very famous rock star whose name is Bono. He is from the group U2. He was born in Ireland, and he's my age. And he had, would you say he had fame?
Yes.
Would you say he had fortune? Anybody here know who Bono is?
Yes.
He's a pretty famous, you know, U2, the big thing is now they're going back out on tour. Would you say that he had status? Would you say that he's very popular?
Yes.
Would you say that he's pretty powerful?
Yes.
Is he independent?
Yes.
Would you say that one day people would consider him to be a legend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. He has all these things. Yet. And he had them at a young age. When he was 27 years old, one of his most famous songs, which is actually considered one of the top 100 songs of all time, was, "But I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." Anybody remember that song?
Yes.
And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Right, don't ask me to sing it. But he is, and he sings that, and he sings about how he's gone to the mountains, I've gone to the valley, I've gone everywhere. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I've hung out with the devil, I've hung out with angels. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I have fortune, I have fame. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. A man who has all this stuff, and yet he's still searching and he's still yearning. So as I mentioned, he was 27 when he wrote the song. So we could say, Bono, not to worry, you need to go to church. That's where you're going to find what you're looking for, right? Isn't that where we say sometimes? You need God in your life. That's what you need. Well, let me tell you something about Bono. He had been raised as a Christian. His father was a Roman Catholic, and his mother was a Protestant. And he was raised in Dublin, Ireland. Right, can you imagine that? But mostly he went to the Protestant church. And in the lyrics of that song that he wrote, not many people really have listened to that song. He says this, "You broke the bond, you loosened the chain, you carried the cross of my shame. You know I believe it, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for." Do you ever feel that way? Times in our lives when we say, I know all of these things, and I believe it up here, but I'm still searching. And that's where Bono was at. And sometimes I think that if we are really honest, that's where we can be at also. I understand all these things up here, but I'm not feeling it and understanding it here. Because for Bono, and sometimes for us, that kind of belief is not enough. You see, he needed something deeper. And our disciples this morning needed something deeper too. And they asked Jesus the question, where are you staying? Where are you staying? They don't answer Jesus when he says, what are you looking for? What are you searching for? What is it that you want? They ask him, where are you staying? Because you know something? They knew what they were looking for. They were looking for a deep relationship with the Messiah, with the one who would save. They wanted to know Jesus in their hearts. That's the kind of belief that they wanted, the kind of belief that brings you into a being with Jesus. They wanted to be with Jesus. They wanted to dwell with Jesus. And what does Jesus say? Come and see for yourself. Jesus invites them. And they go. They spend time with him. They move into a very intimate relationship with him where they walk with him and follow him every single day. They dwell with him. They abide with him. They know him. They call him, yes, Lord and Master, but he is their friend also. And they are Jesus' friend. They are the beloved, just like you are the beloved. And God says that to you and to I on this day. We recited the creed together, did we not? Profess our faith and the things that we believe in. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. And those can just be words that come out of our mouth. But when we really start to have a relationship with Jesus, to read God's word, to understand who God is in Jesus Christ, oh my goodness, your world is going to be rocked. Because Jesus says to you and to I on this day, come and see, come and hear, come and taste, come and be my beloved. You are my beloved, now be my beloved. And that's what we need to do. We need to experience God in our lives. And Bono did just this very thing. And so in 2009, at the age of 49, he wrote these lyrics in a song that's called Breathe. And this is what he wrote. I found grace. It's all that I found. And I can breathe. I can breathe now. He goes from, I haven't found what I'm looking for, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, to, I found grace. And I can breathe now. I can breathe. And in that, he says, I can truly live now. Bono dwelled with God. And he still dwells with God. He discovered grace, and he still discovers grace. He went from belief in the head to knowing, to trusting, and to living that out. I will say he moved from the head to the heart. So Bono is also not only a singer and songwriter, but he's an activist and he is an advocate. He was asked the question about his advocacy that he does, especially in Africa. He was doing the One campaign in which he wanted to make sure that all were fed in Africa. That was a huge hunger campaign that he worked at trying to stamp out hunger. The other thing that he worked on was finding and helping a cure, you know, for HIV/AIDS and getting that medicine to the people in Africa. And he also focused on debt cancellation, where instead of the countries paying off their debts to rich countries, that debt now would be wiped away and the money could go to the people. And he did this work every single day. So he was asked, so you're a visionary. You're a visionary, aren't you? And it comes from God doesn't it? And here's Bono's response to that. You're absolutely right. It's a much grander vision. He said, we have a pastor who said to us, stop asking God to bless what you're doing, Bono. This pastor said, find out what God is doing, because it's already blessed. When you align yourself with God's purpose, as described in scriptures, something special happens to your life. Over the coming weeks, we're going to hear another call story next week, and then we're going to start to move into the Sermon on the Mount. And what does that mean? What is Jesus all about? So I invite you over this next week to think about, what is it that you're seeking? Because God asks you that same very question today. What are you really seeking? What are you after? What are you looking for? And Jesus says to you, come and see. Come and dwell. And in the words of Bono, I have found grace and I can breathe. I can breathe now. Amen.